The first reading is a reading from the second letter of St. John. Chosen Lady, I rejoice greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. But now, Lady, I ask you, not as though I were writing a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning. Let us love one another. For this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, as we heard from the beginning, in which you should walk. Many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Such is the deceitful one and the Antichrist. Look to yourselves that you may not lose what we worked for, but may receive a full recompense. Anyone who is so progressive as to not remain in the teaching of the Christ does not have God. Whoever remains in the teaching has the Father and the Son. The word of the Lord. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. With all my heart I seek you. Let me not stray from your commands. Within my heart I treasure your promise, and I will not sin against you. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Be good to your servant, that I may live and keep your words. Open my eyes, that I may consider the wonders of your law. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying, giving marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying, selling, planting, building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained down from the sky and destroyed them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to persevere his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left. And they said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" And he said to them, Where the body is, there also the vultures gather." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, again, God keeps it simple for us. If we go and we listen to the letter of St. John, and we've talked about John a lot these weeks, and he's talking to the woman, and he says, "You've heard this from the very beginning. This is the commandment we heard from him at the beginning. Love one another." And then he goes back, "Follow the commandments, and this is the commandment, love one another." Jesus, John 13, "My commandment to you is this, that you will love one another," verse 34. Verse 35, "All people will know you're my disciples because you love one another." Now, if we're laying down our life every day, when the time comes, as the gospel talks about, when God comes and he comes in an instant, and we're in the middle of everything, if we're in the middle of loving, we don't have anything to worry about. If we're in the middle of being selfish and all focused on me, we have a lot to worry about. So today, God reminds us why we were created. Love him, love others. That's that simple. Do it. You don't have anything to fear. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and